Greece, the colors of the Soviet Navy. The Navy is represented here today by the Sevastopol Higher Naval Schools. 12 seas lap Soviet shores, and they are represented by the Navy. Today, the Soviet Navy has a great technical potential to operate an offensive aggressor on the surface of the seas and oceans, in their depths, and in the skies over. In the wake of the Navy, tall, sturdy lads, wearing blue jackets and blue berets. Close to their chest, they carry submachine guns. Service naturally requires special physical training and staff. The paratroops are the most mobile troops of the Soviet Armed Forces. And now it's the turn of the Border Guard. You see the Moscow Higher Border Command School. The largest country in the world, the Soviet Union has borders stretching for 67,000 kilometers. And they are protected night and day. Soviet borders are open to everyone who comes here with their intentions. We are wholeheartedly for hotheads that promote peace and cooperation. But those who seek to violate our borders with evil intent are desperately required to border guards accordingly. Following the border guards, here comes a contingent of the Marines. Marching very smartly, small, sturdy lads too. The Marines count themselves with glory in the Second World War, but are driven by the enemy, who call them the Black Death.